Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Friends of Kevin Radio Show. The Friends of Kevin Radio Show helps promote businesses, nonprofits, and artists. If you'd like to be a guest in the show, send me an email to kevin@friendsofkevin.com. To learn more about the Friends of Kevin Networking Group, you can visit our website at friendsofkevin.com. So excited to get my longtime friend Jack Wang with us. As always, guys, please remember that Jack's joining the show for informational purposes. This should not be construed as financial advice. As always, seek a qualified financial advisor before you make any decisions in life. Hey, Jack, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Kevin. Always great to be on, sharing information.
So, fun time coming into college graduation. I know I just had my last class on Friday, so it was a good time for me, too. But it's exciting, but then maybe the reality comes in and you find out your college loan payment's going to be starting soon. Let's talk a little bit about that. What type of advice do you have for them?
Yeah, it's a great time, right? Graduation time, everybody's happy. And, in the short, in the very near future, the reality is going to have to set in. They're actually going to have to do real work. I hear this a lot, and I get this as a question a lot, but honestly, as people are graduating with student debt, you know, whether it's a lot or a little, so really it's kind of three tips, right? Is number one, know what you have. And what I mean by that is know what loans you have, sort of who they're through, whether it's a private loan or federal loan, what servicer, the amount, the interest rates, things like that. Know what you have. Because it can get very confusing and one can easily get lost in the mix. That does happen. Also, understand that federal student loans, which is probably the most common type for most people, start with a 10-year payback. So that means that your payment is going to be based on a 10-year repayment schedule, whatever that number is. So be prepared for that number as you get into the workforce. But also understand that private loans can be very, very different. So the payment terms or repayment period can be substantially different from federal loans, whether it's fixed rate or variable rate. Knowing what you have, maybe one tip instead of three, but those are the three key items I tell people. But really just having a good understanding of, like, look, this is how much I owe, this is who I owe it to, and these are the terms. That's got to be the starting point for everyone.
So, Jack, I want to start with the federal loans. As you mentioned, they have fixed rate, 10-year payback. I think for some students, they're surprised when they see what the actual payment is on that, though.
Oh, yeah. And I see this because kids, in my opinion, and parents, don't always have a concept of what the numbers are, right? So you borrow $10,000, $20,000, $50,000, and that it's, you know, maybe when you're a freshman and it's due, you know, four and a half years later, people don't really understand, well, what does $50,000 really mean in terms of monthly payment? So they have a kind of a hard time. And, of course, kids are excited. They're going to start their job, you know. Sure, the salary is important, but they might end up with a job, entry-level job, that has a little lower salary. And they don't necessarily correlate, oh, my blank dollar salary, is that going to allow me to repay my student loan or not? And they don't think about that in advance. Only after the fact, when reality hits in, like, hey, I'm only taking home this much, and I'm turning around and sending it all to my loan servicer, right? But you do want to make contact with your loan servicer, definitely. Figure out, you know, how much the payment is. Loan servicers should be in touch, and they should be asking also to set up auto payment, you know, direct draw out of your checking account or savings account. You want to do that because they, generally speaking, they cut the interest rate by a quarter percent if you agree to that. And also just understand that, and this kind of gets back to you sort of understand what you have, is the loan servicer generally will take out one payment a month and they'll split it among all the different loans you might have. So you could have, theoretically, as many as 8 federal student loans from your undergraduate years. So they split the payments, you know, among the 8 loans. But knowing what you have, making sure that all, you know, if you have 8 loans, they're all covered and everything else, that's really important. But You do want to make sure you know those things. But generally speaking, fixed payment, fixed interest rate for the federal loans, they take out monthly, 10-year payback, 10 years, you're done, you're good to go. You just have to make it that time, right? That's the hardest part, but you have to make it. But if you do, you can be out of debt in 10 years, out of student loans in 10 years. Fingers crossed.
Now, how about private student loans? What's the difference there?
Yeah, the terms vary substantially on private student loans. So, for example, whereas the interest rate on federal loans are fixed, when you took out private loans, chances are, you know, if you're the recent graduate or about to graduate, you probably did not take it out yourself. Chances are you took it out with your parents as a cosigner. But the interest rate could be variable. So that interest rate could change and your payment could change as a result. The terms are substantially different. So whereas the federal student loan we talked about is the 10-year payback, some private loans have as short as a 5-year payback, 7-year payback, what have you. So, you know, you're going along thinking, oh, yeah, you know, I have this much in debt. And my 10-year payment's going to be this. Oh, yeah, I can handle that. I can handle it. And then, you know, you don't want to find out after the fact, well, actually your repayment term was 5 years and it's, you know, your payment's really more than double. That's not a fun news to get. And repayment could have actually started already. As a student, you just may not be aware of it because unlike federal loans, which generally do not require repayment while in school, private loans, you can opt to have repayment during school. And in fact, your parents could have started the full payments day one, or they could have done sort of this in-between thing, which is made interest-only payments during school. So repayments could have technically started, but you, as a student, you may not have been aware because your parents took care of it. Well, now that you're about to graduate, you know, and get a job, I'm sure your parents are going to offload that responsibility on you. So be aware of whatever those terms are.
So, Jack, a lot of times I see people come out of school, their payments start to become due, and they realize it's a little bit more money than they want to or have the ability to pay. So they start talking about just, hey, can I refinance this debt? When does that make sense?
Yeah, so that's a great question, and it's one that comes up quite often. And just in terms of terminology, I just want to clear up. So there's really sort of two types of refinancing debt, if you will. One is known as consolidation. And this is important is because the federal government offers a consolidation loan for federal loans. So if you have a bunch of student loans scattered throughout the years and you want to put it into one big federal loan, that's a consolidation loan. And oftentimes people say, well, I don't want to refinance these loans from years ago because the interest rate's low and interest rates are higher today. Well, that actually doesn't matter. The interest rate on a consolidation loan is equal to the weighted average of whatever loans you're consolidating plus 1/8. So if all your loans were at 2% before, well, the federal consolidation loan would be 2% plus 1/8 or 2 1/8. That's on the federal side. On the private loan side, it's actually known as refinance, right? And so you can refinance your federal loans or you can refinance your private loans or both with a private lender, a bank, credit union, whatever. But the rates and terms will be based on whatever is being offered at the time plus whatever your credit factors will support, right? Like your credit score and debt-to-income ratios and stuff. But just keep in mind that, you know, private loans have very different terms than federal loans. And also that if you refinance, if you take your federal loans and you refinance them into private loans, you cannot go back. Like you can't say to the bank after a couple of years, you know what, I'm going to have the federal government pay off the bank and I'll go back to a federal loan. You cannot do that. So once you've done that, that door closes behind you.
So that may be one of the reasons why you want to keep a federal loan. What would be some of the other reasons to keep that, not go private then?
Yeah, and that is one of the reasons why you may want to keep a federal loan. For, you know, some of the other terms I kind of briefly mentioned. So there's things like deferment. So, you know, you graduate next week or something, and you get a job, and, you know, God forbid you lose your job because you get laid off, company moves, whatever happens, right? Well, federal loans usually have a better possibility of putting them back into deferment. So if you're out of work for a while, you have a legal right to deferment or forbearance where you don't have to send in any payments, right? You have to call your servicer and let them know and get through for this, but you don't have to send any payments. However, interest may accrue. Whereas private loans, many of them do have an allowance for deferment for situations like that, but only for a limited time. So if you lost your job multiple times, well, they might say, well, the first two times you lost your job, we'll sort of give you a buy. But the third time you lose your job, right, we're gonna still expect payments or some other, you know, on some other basis. So that does matter. The other thing also is if you have what's called a subsidized federal loan, when you lose your job, even if you're years out of college and you put it back in deferment, interest doesn't accrue, which is a great deal. And probably the biggest thing that why people want to keep their federal loans is because it allows them to change the repayment schedule at any time for any reason for no cost. So we talked about the standard 10-year. If those payments are too high, you can start off with the 25-year, and then as your salary goes up, you can switch back to a 10-year or something else, and you can do that anytime you want, as often as you want, but you can't do that with the private loan.
So now, Jack, one of the reasons people want to refinance is like, I just want one payment. Does that make sense, the reason to do that rather than making two different payments?
You know, it can do that, and it's a common reason as to why people refinance. Let's just get one payment called easy. It can work for people, although sometimes I say it's not always the best idea because you can always send in prepayments. If you had different loans, you can send them prepayments to different loans, and maybe you pay off a smaller one first. And when you can do that, you can maybe free up a payment early versus if you have one big loan that got all lumped together, you can't, right? You can always send a prepayment, but you can't, like, it doesn't lower your payment because it's still outstanding. Also, if you refinance into a big private loan, you lose some of those legal protections we talked about. And so every situation is different, but there are reasons why you may not want to refinance into one big loan.
So, Jack, how can people reach out to you? How can they learn more?
Yeah, people can always reach me via email at jack@longhornfin.com, or they can check out my Facebook page at facebook.com/longhornfin.
Jack, really appreciate you taking the time of the day to call into the show, and as always, thanks for being my friend.
Awesome. Thank you, Kevin.
Yep, bye now.